Blog Talk Radio.
Holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our lesson this evening, Talk Through the Bible. You can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God. By Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God,
Jehovah, thank you for desiring to be close to us. Thank you for not only being high and lifted up, but also dwelling with the lowly and with those who are not of a high stature. Thank you for the goodness and depth of your heart, which pours out love time and time again in our life. Thank you for your grace and patience, which you lovingly manifest even in the face of our many dismissals of you. We often walk in the midst of the beauty of your creation without giving you the praise and credit you deserve. Please accept our heart of gratitude right now for all you have made and for your desire to know us fully and to empower us to know you as well. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our lesson, Talk Through the Bible, by Bruce Wilkinson. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
Some would ever see, and you're the only one. some will ever reach.
So let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need. He looks like you.
Jehovah, to know you and to be known by you, to experience the depth of this intimacy is my heart's greatest cry. Give me the capacity to love you deeply and to receive the love you have for me. Where my heart has become hardened or jaded, remind me of the purity of your love and gently massage it open again. Where my mind has become so analogical, give me the gift of wonder at who you are and the works of your hands. Delight my soul with your word and with the fresh wind of your Holy Spirit. Slow my steps so that abiding with you become a way of life. Help me to honor you as King and to advance your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Belongs to you.
Amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled Promises and Purposes. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 in the NIV. And it says, no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise God. Have you claimed a promise of God? At times, we may come to a passage of scripture that we know is true, but we have difficulty believing in a practical sense that it can actually apply to us at its course, This is because we don't fully understand what the Lord is doing in us, which is conforming us to the likeness of Jesus. So it's important to realize that while God is our loving provider and desires only the best for us, he does not exist to do things our way or fulfill all of our wishes. Rather, his desire is to teach us to act and respond as he would. Therefore, when we think about God's promises, we must always keep in mind that they are given for the fulfillment of his ultimate purpose, developing our character, carrying out his plans, and empowering us to be his light in the world. This is why Psalms 37 and 4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. When Jesus is our goal and joy, he is actively shaping our lives and what's important to us. And when that's the case, we can know for certain that his promises will be fulfilled for us. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you, as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for your promises and fulfilling your awesome purposes. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. Promises and purposes. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
All to the glory of God. All to the glory of God. The fullness of his blessing, nothing is possible without God. We come to know his mercy,
all the diamonds and all the gold. For as far as the eye can see, he owns the cattle on the thousand hills. His love knows no bounds. His goodness always true. And he's coming in the clouds to restore.
Adonai. O Lord God, our Adonai, you are a great and mighty God. You have opened our eyes to see your greatness and your strong hand. What God is there in heaven or on earth who can do the amazing and powerful things you can do? Who can create a mountain? Who can make the deep where the waters rest, far beyond anything we can see? Who can calm a storm with just one word? None other than you, Adonai. You are the master over all. You are the Lord above all. And you are deserving of the highest honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our lesson and Talk Through the Bible by Bruce Wickinson. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and sing. If you know it's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and say it.
Awesome.
My God.
My God is awesome.
Think about it. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice and say it. Come on, somebody.
Adonai, I humbly bow and ask for your forgiveness for failing to honor you as I should. I ask you to show me great mercy for the many times I have gone about my day without considering that you are the Lord and Master over all. How dare I fail to acknowledge your hand? How dare I attribute to man what I ought to attribute to you? Forgive me for my short-sightedness and lack of faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. Say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth.
Awesome ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer. This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man. The Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you.
Oh,
you were born.
Amen. Praise be to God, bread of life. Adonai, help us align our thoughts, actions, hearts, decisions, and desires underneath you and your rule so we can fully experience the blessings of your hand in our life and so we can fulfill the destiny you have prepared for us. May we live out all of the days you have ordained for us and may we discover the calling you have given us. Help us to see where we can share the knowledge of you with others and how we can spread the love you have put in our hearts to those who need it the most. And may your caring eyes watch over all we do. We ask you to empower us to impact the lives of those around us with your kingdom agenda. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. Unfortunately, our teacher will not be with us this evening. She's having problem getting home from work, and she wouldn't make it up back in time to start the class. So I will play a couple of selections, and then afterwards I will bring a word. Amen. Praise be to God. Because right now we are just going to give God every praise.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praise? Your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God. praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. That's the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. And when you get to chapter 4, go to verse 7. And we're going to read verses 7 through 16. Amen. That's Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 through 16. And I am reading it from the New Living Translation. And it says, however, he has given each one of us a special gift through the generosity of Christ. That is why the scriptures say, when he ascended to the heights, he led a crowd of captives and gave gifts to his people. Notice that it says, he ascended. This clearly means that Christ also descended to our lowly world. And the same one who descended is the one who ascended higher than all the heavens so that he might fill the entire universe with himself. Now, these are the gifts Christ gave to the church: the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church. The body of Christ, this will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. Amen. Praise be to God. God is over all. This shows his overruling care, transcendence, as he is in all and living through all. This shows his active presence in the world and in the lives of believers. Immense. Any view of God that violates either his transcendence or his eminence does not paint a true picture of God. In Psalm 68 and 18, God is pictured as a conqueror, marching to the gates and taking tribute from the fallen city. Paul uses that picture to teach that Christ, in his crucifixion and resurrection, was victorious over Satan. When Christ ascended to heaven, he gave gifts to the church, some of which Paul discussed in Ephesians 4:11-13. The lowly world may be the earth itself, lowly by comparison to heaven, the grave or Hades. Many believe Hades is the resting place of souls between death and resurrection. However, we understand it. Christ is Lord of the whole universe, past, present, and future. Nothing or no one is hidden from him. The Lord of all came to earth and face death to rescue all people. Not some people, not one people, but all people. No one is beyond his reach. Our oneness in Christ does not destroy our individuality. The Holy Spirit has given each Christian special gifts for building up the church. Now that we have these gifts, it is crucial to use them. Are you spiritually mature, exercising the gifts God has given you? If you know what your gift is, look for opportunities to serve. Amen? If you don't know, ask God to show you, perhaps with the help of your minister or Christian friend. Then, as you begin to recognize your special area of service, use your gifts to strengthen and encourage the church. Praise be to God. God has given his church an enormous responsibility to make disciples in every nation. And you'll find that in Matthew 28:18-20. This involves preaching, teaching, healing, nurturing, giving, administering, building, and many other tasks. If we had to fulfill this command as individuals, we might as well give up without trying. It would be impossible. But God calls us as members of his body. Some of us can do one task. Some can do another. Together, we can obey God more fully than any of us could alone. It is a human tendency to overestimate what we can do by ourselves and to underestimate what we can do as a group. But as the body of Christ, we can accomplish more together than we would dream possible. Working by ourselves, working together, the church can express the fullness of Christ. Amen? So Christ is the truth. John 14:6. And the Holy Spirit who guides the church is the Spirit of truth. John 16:13. Satan, by contrast, is the father of lies. John 8:44. As followers of Christ, we must be committed to the truth. This means both that our words should be honest and that our actions should reflect Christ's integrity. Speaking the truth in love is not always easy, convenient, or pleasant, but it is necessary if the church is going to do Christ's work in the world. Amen? Praise be to God. No. Okay, so in describing the mature Christian, Paul says that one of the marks is the ability to speak the truth in love. This sounds so simple, but it seems so hard for us to do. Some of us are fairly good at speaking the truth, but we forget to be loving. Some of us are good at being loving, but we don't have it in us to level with others if the truth is painful. The instructions here is to do both. Speak the truth, but do it in a loving manner. Think of the trouble we would spare ourselves if we followed this practice, especially in the church. When you have a problem with another believer, don't go to someone else with it. Go directly to that person and speak the truth in love. Some Christians fear that any mistake will destroy their witness for the Lord. They see their own weaknesses, and they know that many non-Christians seem to have stronger character than they do. How can we grow more and more like Christ? The answer is that Christ forms us into a body, into a group of individuals who are united in their purpose and in their love for one another and for the Lord. If an individual stumbles, the rest of the group is there to pick that person up and help him or her walk with God. Again, if a person sins, he or she can find restoration through the church. Galatians 6:1. Even as the rest of the body continues to witness to God's truth as part of Christ's body, do you reflect part of Christ's character and carry out your special role in his work? Think about that. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Our Father, how vast is your creation? When we think of the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and every creeping thing on the earth, we sing again, how great thou art. We thank you for loving us as we are, men and women who are sinful, and we praise you for providing redemption through Jesus Christ. Help us to be still and know that you are God. Send your spirit to arouse us from dullness and coldness. Help us to keep a fresh in our spirit and thrilling through thoughts of your unspeakable love for us. Make us diligent in your work and use these gifts this evening to further your glorious work of spreading the gospel. Lord God, we ask that you continue to protect our delivery people who deliver packages to people who cannot get out to go to the stores to buy what they need, so they have it delivered to them. And now you have gangs of people, young men, robbing the UPS trucks, robbing the FedEx trucks, robbing all delivery trucks, Lord God. Protect them. And most of all, Lord God, give comfort to the young man, to the father of this young man, that eight young students literally beat him to death. Lord God, forgive them. For they know not what they did. And we thank you and ask you to continue to forgive us for our sins, Lord God, and continue to guide us in the way that you would have us to go. Let your will be done in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. Protect those who are innocent, especially our children, Lord God. And we ask all these blessings in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
The total impression of this passage from Ephesians 4 is that Christ has a goal, a supreme standard for his church. And that goal is so high, so exalted, that it taxes the imaginations to comprehend it. But nonetheless, here and now, in the body of this flesh, we are to strive to attain it. Specifically, this passage leaves three impressions on the mind and heart. Number one, Christ has given us the grace whereby we may reach the goal. And number two, the means of growth for reaching the goal are at hand. And number three, we must not stop nor be satisfied short of the goal. No matter how high the standard, nor how great the difficulties in the way. My text for this message is coming from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13 in the ASV Bible. And it says, till we all attain unto the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a full-grown man, unto the measures of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And my title for this message is The Goal of the Church. Tonight, my message is divided into three sections. And the first section is the great grace for reaching the goal Christ has for his church. We must never take our eyes away from the grace of God. We are always to remember that we are not Christians because we deserve to be. We have not been brought out of death into life. 1 John 3:14. Because of any merit of our own, the whole Christian transaction whereby we cease to live unto sin and begin to live unto God is all of grace, God's grace. Two things strike us about this grace, this free gift of Christ toward those who are his own. And these are the two gifts. Ephesians 4:7 said, first, there is its impartiality. Ephesians 4:7 says, but unto each one of us was the grace given, not to just a few out of the church, not just to the pastor or the leaders, but unto each one of us, although according to the measures of the gift of Christ, the capacity of one member might exceed that of another. No member of his church is left completely disposited. His gifts are measured not by any favoritism on God's part, for his love is everywhere and toward all the same. God's grace is impartial. And number two, but second, in verse 11, there is its individuality. God's gifts are specifically fitted to the capacity of each individual to receive them. It follows, therefore, that each person in the church has a task cut out for that person, according to the measure of the gifts of Christ, in equipping him or her to do that task. Paul said in verse 11 in the ASV Bible, and he gave some to be apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. And this is not a complete list. That's Christ's church. Are not challenging our sin-sovereign society and moving this needy world toward God is not his fault. He has given his people the grace to move toward the goal of the measure of stature of Christ. Number two, growth toward the goal Christ has for his church. Paul said in this passage that we may grow up in all things into him who is the head, even Christ, in verse 15 of Ephesians chapter 4. Paul called some in the church at Corinth who had not grown babes in Christ in 1 Corinthians 3 and 1. He was saying to them, you haven't grown a bit as Christians since the day you were converted. You are baby Christians, holy, immature. How many Christians' growth be attained? What are the means? Paul gave several suggestions. We grow by stability of Christian convictions, Ephesians 4 and 14. In typical fashion, Paul mixed his metaphors here to describe the instability of immature Christians, picturing them as infants being tossed by the waves like an unanchored ship driven about in a turbulent sea. Instability of Christian conviction is one sure sign of immaturity of Christian's character, while stability is a sure means of growth. There is such a thing as Christian certitude, as the rock of ages, Isaiah 26 and 4. For our feet as a standard in religion, God's word as an anchor and stay for our faith. Apart from certainty of faith and stability of conviction, we don't grow very much. My Lord. We grow by sincerity of Christians' love, Ephesians 4 and 15. But speaking the truth in love, the marginal reading says, but dealing truly in love, the problem is that we have no verb for truth in English, while the Greek does. Literally, Paul said, but truthing in love. The import of his word is that our manner of life is to be sincere and true. Thinking truly. Speaking truly. Dealing truly, and all in a spirit of genuine love, without diversion to divide all allegiance, without hypocrisy to deny our witness, without division to hinder our purpose in him, trusting in love. Love for Christ, love for one another, for those who are lost. Ephesians 4:15 through 16, we grow by the solidarity of the Christian community. Again, Paul used the figure of the human body, from whom all the body filthy frame and knit together through that which every joint supplieth. In verse 16, all the members of the church are knit and joined together. Every member is joined to every other member. What is for the good of one is for the good of all. And what causes the hurt of one is for the injury of all. Where there is no solidarity of purpose and unity of spirit in the church, there can be no growth. Number three, the greatness of the goal Christ has for his church. How great and how high is Christ's goal for his church? Paul took his readers step by step to the top. After naming the gifts that Christ through grace gives to individuals in the church in verse 11, he told why. For the perfecting of the saints, verse 12, the word translated perfecting means mending. The same word that is used where we are told of fishermen mending their nets. When members of the church are quick-tempered, gossip, busybodies, and empty-headed, Paul said, we must mend these things. Why? Unto the work of ministering, unto the building up of the body of Christ. This is to the end that Christ might have a fit and unusable instrument through which he can nurture his saints, grow his children, and save the lost. He goes on till we all attain, in verse 13, Christ's idea for his church is not for just a few choice souls who excel, not for just a few who reach the top, but for every member of his church, all of his own. But Paul moved higher yet, till we all attain unto the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a full-grown man. In verse 13, Paul was saying, till we all attain to his standard of unity and maturity, full grown and united. No difference of opinion in the Lord. No deliverance of conviction. No division of spirit. We say, surely that is the top. We could come no nearer to perfection than that. But Paul wasn't finished. The goal is one step higher. Listen to the grand and soaring height of the goal. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Verse 13, humans can move no nearer God's likeness than that. Thinking like Christ in our minds, loving like Christ in our hearts, resembling Christ in our lives, giving ourselves to the purpose of God as he gave himself. Reminding people of God because we are fashioned in the likeness of his Son. Praise be to God. Unto every believer, is given some gift of grace for their maturity, for their mutual help. All is given as seems best to Christ to bestow upon everyone. He received for them that he might give to them a large measure of gifts and grace, particularly the gift of the Holy Ghost, not a mere head knowledge or bare acknowledging Christ to be the Son of God, but such as bring in trust and obedience. There is a fullness in Christ and a measure of that fullness given in the counsel of God to every believer. But we never come to the perfect measure till we come to heaven. God's children are growing as long as they are in this world, and the Christian's growth tends to the glory of Christ. As a believer finds himself drawn out to improve in his station and according to his measure, all that he has received for the spiritual good of others, so he may the more certainly believe that he has the grace of sincere love and charity rooted in his heart. And as I bring this message to a close, praise God. Do you see the point of this great passage? When you have the time, read Ephesians chapter 4 to its fullest. Amen. Paul laid tremendous emphasis on the church, the body of believers, not on its size, but on its soul quality. He had a burning desire to win souls. And that's, we should have that same burning in our hearts to win souls for Christ. But he believed with all his heart that exalted Christian character within the church was the surest means of doing this. This comes home to us. And we cannot avoid it. We emphasize quantity, but not quality. We glory in reports, but we do not demand repentance. We have width and breadth, but neither height nor depth. Our churches grows in size, but our members do not grow spiritually. It is useless to add members who do not grow in Christ. We are cursed with a low idea. We are plagued with an unworthy contentment. We are sanctified far short of the goal. Let us pray over this passage until a blaze is kindled in our heart. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it was to me, the goal of the church. And our goal is to love one another, be kind to one another, have compassion for one another, and help one another to grow spiritually. Amen. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father God, I am a sinner.
Father.
Go ahead. I pray you forgive me for my sins.
I pray you forgive me for my sins.
I thank you for sending your only begotten son.
I thank you for sending your only begotten son.
To die on the cross for my sins.
To die on the cross for my sins.
Jesus, be my Lord, Savior, and friend.
Jesus, be my Lord, Savior, and friend.
I want to follow you all the days of my life.
I want to follow you all the days of my life.
I pray that your Holy Spirit.
I pray that your Holy Spirit.
Take residence in me.
Take residence in me.
All these blessings I ask.
All these blessings I ask.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
And believe that it is already done.
And believe that it is already done.
And let us all say amen.
Amen.
And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing you have to do is to find a good Bible-based church to further your walk and your spiritual growth in Christ. Mm-hmm. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore." And let us all say amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. And I want to thank each and every one for showing up in the spirit and didn't think it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. Again, unfortunately, our teacher, Lady Nadine, could not make it because one of the, passengers in the assessor ride had an accident, and so the driver had to pull over and to get her to a restroom, let's say. So she had a very big accident in the car. So, and then, you know, when you're stuck in traffic and you have to go real bad, I mean, like, you can't hold it. It's just... So that's the reason why she wasn't able to be with us tonight to do the class. But praise be to God, she'll be back with us again on next week, Wednesday, God's will, and we're able. So at this time, amen. So, yeah, I mean, you know, you got to look at it like you can't get upset because it could have been the other way around, you know. But God is good, and thank God the driver didn't get upset, and he took her to a place where she can use the facilities to get herself all cleaned up and whatnot. But anyway, God bless each and every one. Have a wonderful evening, and... Where is my going out song? I'm going out, rise, rise, rise. Here we go. And God bless you and have a wonderful evening. Stay safe if you have to go out. We love you and thank you for joining us again on Pray One for Another. We love you. Good night.
Amen.
God bless.
Good night.
Good night. Love you.
Love you too. Have a good night.
You too.
Tree of life.